Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What doesn't make sense to me is that James Conner is not 100% and that you would go into a game where you've got to recommit to the running game, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're going to do so, and if James Conner isn't 100%, you do have 13 games left after this week, it doesn't behoove you to ride him until the wheels fall off in September.
I agree. And the other thing, too, is I think that the running back position right now needs to be treated a lot less like the quarterback position in terms of a rotation and a lot more like the linebacker or the receiver position. It's okay to go ahead and use all of these guys right now. Benny Snell had one run. I don't want to make too much of it. But Benny Snell is a capable running back. I want to make a little bit of that. We know what Jalen Samuels can bring, or at least we think we know what Jalen Samuels can bring, especially when you measure that against James Conner not being 100% healthy. This is a team right now that needs to use every single guy that they have and put them out there, all the eligibles, especially all the eligibles that they can hand a football off to try to push the football down the field because they simply haven't been good enough doing that on the ground. This right now can't be a case of, well, James Conner's going to play, we're going to force him in there. It's okay to shorten his load a little bit. What I want to see is maybe not a third, and a third, but it's okay to give me a 60-35-5 split or something like
that.
Well,
if he's not going to get any momentum going, then yeah, absolutely. I think, and again, unless you turn around and hand the ball off to James Conner four or five times in a row, he's been the kind of back that we've seen doesn't necessarily get the ball rolling downhill.
I'll go a step further. Through the first two games of this season, healthy or not, I don't know if he's earned getting that heavy workload right now. And it's okay to look back at last year, and it's okay to look at going into this year and saying, he's your A1 number one back. That's all fine and good. But whenever variables change, so too do game plans. And the variable right now that has changed is, one, he's dinged up, and two, he hasn't been effective in the first 2 weeks. I'd like to see Jalen Samuels get a bit more of a shot, Jim, and move those percentages closer to 50-50, because I think Jalen Samuels, and this is part of the equation too, is a damn good running back.
He is, and I think if he goes in, then the opposing defense, they perk up and they go, okay, we got to watch this guy as a pass receiver, and then you run him. But really, it doesn't matter who the running back is if the offensive line doesn't play better. And they talk about this a lot. And I remember David DeCastro after the New England game was saying how, you know, it's no fun here, pass blocking all the time. Well, they've been doing a pretty good job pass blocking. I don't know why the run blocking hasn't been up to speed.
And play calling is a part of this too. I mean, go back to that New England game and pitching it sideways to Conner with 1 yard to go for a first down. If they're going to commit to the run game, And I think if that's the case, if they're going to commit to the run game with three guys as a part of the mix, then it's got to be about getting straight ahead. Turn around, hand the ball off, let the guy run, not necessarily between the tackles, but get north quickly. And enough of the horizontal east-west stuff. If we're really going to truly give our offensive line an opportunity to get going and start run blocking again the way we know they've been able to do in the past, turn around, hand it off, let the running back, I don't care if it's Conner, Samuels, or Snell, get moving.
Your level of confidence with a dinged up James Conner, your level of confidence if Jalen Samuels gets additional carries, and just the overall run game, does it need to get going a lot more, and how can that happen?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.